Wellington County is taking a major step forward toward a regional transportation network that could eventually connect riders across four counties. The county is partnering with Grey Bruce and Dufferin through the Ontario Transit Investment Fund to launch a joint transit planning study. The goal is to design and cost out what could become a unified multi-county transit system, something local officials say is long overdue. Right now, Wellington's Ride Well on-demand service is one of the strongest rural transit models in the province. The service completed just over 1,000 rides in June and again in July, setting a new ridership record. Even August, typically a slower month, saw more than 900 trips booked. And it's not just frequent riders using it. The county says more unique riders are signing up than ever before, with nearly 200 people using the service in July, the highest number since RideWell launched in 2019. A big part of that growth comes from more accessible options. Two wheelchair accessible vans were added to the fleet this summer, and passengers who rely on those vehicles now get double the booking window, up to 14 days instead of 7. That's making the system more reliable for people who need it most. The county believes RideWell could serve as the backbone for something much bigger. The new multi-county transit study will look at how to connect Wellington's existing service with other networks across the region. A key focus will be improving travel along the Highway 6 corridor, allowing riders to move more seamlessly between towns and even into neighboring border communities. The study will draw on previous planning efforts from all four counties, meaning it won't be starting from scratch. Instead, it would build on work that's already been done, including Wellington's own Ride Well service plans, the county's Economic Development Action Plan, and Roads Master Action Plan, plus feasibility studies already completed in Bruce and Dufferin. Officials say the goal isn't just to move people, it's to improve access to jobs, healthcare, shopping, and education for residents who don't drive or don't always have access to a vehicle. The county says the result of the study will determine what kind of service expansion is realistic, whether that means shared booking platforms, designated transfer hubs, or fully integrated cross-county routes. While no timelines have been set for construction or rollout, staff say momentum is strong. With ridership growing steadily, the public appetite is there. For now, RideWell users won't see any changes, but they could eventually find themselves traveling a lot further on a single ticket. I'm Paul Harriet, reporting for The Grand at 101 and the Local Journalism Initiative.